The poll found New York State voters continue to be divided on whether to drill for natural gas in the Marcellus Shale. 44% of the respondents support drilling, citing economic benefits, but 46% oppose drilling because of environmental concerns. 47% of upstate voters oppose fracking, while 44% say go ahead with drilling. The numbers are more lopsided downstate. New York City voters are opposed, 51% to 38%, and suburban voters support drilling, 52% to 39%. In the poll, 39% of voters perceive Governor Andrew Cuomo as dragging his feet to avoid making a decision on fracking as a de facto moratorium continues, while 21% say he is carefully considering the matter, with 38% undecided. John Armstrong is a spokesperson for Frack Action and New Yorkers Against Fracking.
You know, we take the governor at his word. What he said is that he's looking at the science, he's looking at the health concerns, looking at the different impacts of fracking, and we hold him to that. We know, as we've seen from different scientific articles, studies, and examples from all across the country, that the harms of fracking are extraordinary to people's health, to their water, to their homes, their property values, their jobs, their communities. Fracking cannot be done safely, and it has no place in New York's future, and that's the conclusion we're holding the governor to.
Ken Pikowski, Vice President of Government Affairs at the Business Council of New York State, believes hydrofracking would benefit New York's southern tier, the region often talked about as being most lucrative for drillers and residents.
It seems like most of the public thinks it's been studied enough that we're just delaying for the sake of delaying now. The Business Council has been a strong proponent of allowing hydrofracking to go forward. We think New York State has developed a very protective set of environmental rules, and we do think this will be a important economic boost for upstate.
A long-awaited health impact study into fracking has yet to be released. Quinnipiac University surveyed 1,337 New York State voters from November 20 through 24 with a margin of error of plus or minus 2.7 percentage points. Live interviewers called landlines and cell phones. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.